All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America, as we continue our march toward Christmas chaos this year. All right, this week we are at the Renaissance Coliseum, and we have a great card for you tonight, including the Illinois heavyweight title on the line, Iceman King Parsons defending the title against Bradshaw. We have the Stud Stable facing off against the State Patrol in a non-title match. And then our main event tonight is the other half of the Acolytes, Farouk, facing off against living legend Larry Zbyszko. In here we have plenty of things going on. So let's start off with Mark Mero facing off against Johnny B. Badd. Badd seeks to gain a measure of revenge for Mero's attack on him last week. However, Mero proves himself to be the better wrestler this week. Badd goes for the Tutti Frutti, but Mero counters it with a TKO for the pin in a time of 6 minutes 37 seconds. Your winner is Mark Mero. Continuing the feud of the gorgeous, handsome wrestlers, whatever it's being called now, you have Terry Taylor and Rick the Model Martel facing each other in a marvelous match. Both men seek to find an opening against their opponent, but they've wrestled each other enough times that they are able to counter just about everything that the other throws at him. The time limit expires as Martel tries to turn Taylor over in a Boston Crab. Taylor rolls out of the ring while Martel begs for a few more minutes. Nick Patrick refuses to give him more time. So the official verdict is a time limit draw. Great time with that one. All right, next match. Iron Mike Sharp facing off against Devin Storm. After interfering in each other's matches last week, it's only right to have these two scheduled in the ring against each other. This week, Devin is accompanied to the ring by Sunshine. Devin and Sharp tear into each other quickly. The match spends about as much time outside the ring as inside. Devin gets the pin after catapulting Sharp into the ring post. Missy gets smashed in the middle as she tries to take some of the brunt away from Sharp, but Devin gets the pin in a time of 7 minutes 13 seconds, a little bit of revenge against Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. But he's not done. After the match, Sunshine hands Devin his crowbar. Devin digs into Sharp's forehead with it before Tommy Young can separate them. Devin plays to the crowd, who gives him a mixed reaction as he and Sunshine leave the ring. Eddie comes down to check on Missy. All right, Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Like I said, Iceman King Parsons defending the title against Bradshaw. Bradshaw comes down to the ring by himself. Iceman comes down to the ring with the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International behind him. Sunshine calls her men to come down as well. Nick Patrick quickly ejects everyone, including the managers, that are not part of the match. Missy and Sunshine each throw a hissy fit as they are removed by their wrestlers, but everyone leaves peacefully. Iceman and Bradshaw have a good match until Bradshaw starts to show some momentum. He whips Iceman into the ropes for the clothesline from hell, but Iceman has it scouted. He ducks the clothesline and bolts through the opposite ropes. He grabs the title belt and tells Bradshaw to kiss his title shot goodbye for now. Nick Patrick has no choice but to count Iceman out, giving Bradshaw the victory. However, Iceman King Parsons is still your Illinois heavyweight champion. I'm sure the Acolytes are not quite done with Iceman King Parsons just yet. Bradshaw leaves the ring, seething that the title was almost his and how it was stolen from him. All right, this past Saturday, we go to the IAW update, and the international tag team titles were on the line as the champions Ted DiBiase and Mike Rotunda defended them successfully against the Nasty Boys. A rugged match between these four guys, but it is the champions coming out, Ted DiBiase and Rotunda defending and retaining their titles. All right, next match, one I didn't highlight in the beginning. Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Renewing their rivalry from 4 years ago when they feuded over the old World Heavyweight title. That was a gentleman's feud, and this match is another example of their genteelness. The 45-minute time limit seemed like it was going to be far too long to imagine, but Adams and Idol are rather equally matched. Both men seek to find unique ways to put the other away, but neither one is able until Missy accidentally throws powder in Idol's eyes. Adams takes over from there, winning the match with a backslide in a time of 40 minutes, 44 seconds. Your winner is Gentleman Chris Adams. Eddie and Sharp come down to join Missy in the ring. Eddie grabs the microphone from the announcer and demands satisfaction from Devon Storm. Eddie thought that everything was done with the Punk last December. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International had taken him out of the PWA, carried him out on a stretcher never to return. And now, tonight, he nearly kills Missy in his match against Sharp. Eddie demands that Devon come down to the ring and take what's coming to him. Devon doesn't answer. Danny Davis comes out to the entrance ramp. He informs Eddie that Devon has already left the arena for the evening. If Eddie wants, they can sign a match between him and Devon for next week. Eddie and company leave the ring, but not before Eddie sends a message to the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International to tear the building apart looking for Devon. So no, it is not over between Devon Storm and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. All right, non-title match as the Illinois Tag Team Champions, the Stud Stable, takes on the State Patrol. The Stud Stable comes out to the ring with a great amount of arrogance in this non-title match. However, the State Patrol bring their A-game to Peoria. Dillon gets frustrated that neither of his wrestlers can take care of their opponents. He blatantly nails Wright with a chair right in front of David Manning. Manning calls for the bell, awarding the match to the State Patrol by disqualification. Dillon tosses two chairs into the ring. The Stud Stable proceeds to lay out both members of the State Patrol with the chairs before leaving the ring. But your winners are the State Patrol by disqualification in a time of 18 minutes, 15 seconds. Now we get to our main event. Farouk facing off against the living legend Larry Zbyszko. And they have a great match to end the night. While Farouk tries to keep the match going with his power moves, Zbyszko shows him what a cage ring veteran can do against a powerhouse. Larry gets the win with the Larry Land sleeper after catapulting Farouk into the turnbuckle, getting the win in a time of 39 minutes, 14 seconds. The fans react when the two of them shake hands at the end of the match. Sportsmanship is not dead yet in the PWA. Regardless of what Hot Stuff and Hyatt International or Sunshine's Men or whoever else may try to get rid of it, it's still here. There are guys who still respect each other in the ring. But that is it for this week as we take our leave from Peoria. I thank you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.